Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Legendary Leviathan Lust. This file will take you deep. It will pull you under and trap you in a fantasy. There are all kinds of ways that this can and will go, and we'll have to see how much your unconscious will accept. Because at some point it might not have a choice anymore other than simply to submit to the control being exerted upon you. On your body, on your mind, on your lust. It all begins with an adventure and a treasure. You are seeking for a treasure, and treasures are often hidden in dangerous and dark places, guarded by a monster of sorts. There were rumors, stories, legends even, of a lair which no one had successfully penetrated all the way to the treasure. But you, something made you try. There wasn't much to lose anyway, for if you succeeded, there would be riches beyond your wildest dreams, and possibly a few perks as well. It took you a while to find the entrance to a deep, dark cave, bringing with you no more than a simple knife and a lantern and a bag that would hopefully carry the many treasures that you'd find. The cave itself didn't seem like much at first. Like any other cave, it was dark, some moss here and there, a slippery stone that required your attention, and simple, soft scents, almost like wet leaves. Your footsteps still echoed in the walls, and you made your way deeper into the cave. It had taken you months to figure out where it was, listening to story after story, matching legend against myth, until you found correlation. You found where all the places matched up, where the stories seemed to intertwine into a coherent whole. And now you were here, almost like in a fantasy or fairy tale, the hero in your story. Something gave way under your foot and you tumbled down, and on the way down, your lantern broke. Dark, quiet. Your movement suddenly didn't seem as loud anymore. There was a strange, muffled effect to any sounds that you made. The smell had changed too. You could almost taste something metallic in the air. but the soft smell of wet leaves was completely absent. In fact, there was a curious lack of sense in here. Cold. A light dampness. You slowly moved forward, feeling your way, being able to see almost nothing, your eyes still getting used to the darkness. Your feet sometimes appear to get stuck. You took the knife and started cutting yourself free. Every time you felt yourself getting a bit more stuck, slowing down. You did your best to cut yourself free again. Your fingers carefully felt the floor and they noticed webs. And as your eyes were getting more and more used to the lack of light, there were webs. White. Some of them almost invisible in the light. And you started to move. Slowly. Carefully. Methodically doing your best to avoid any webs. And every time you got stuck, you took all the time in the world to get free again. It was completely quiet down here. It appeared as if the webs absorbed sound and made it even more quiet. You were wondering if the creature that created these webs was still present. Every time you got stuck, it felt like you were pulled down a little more. You lost a shoe. Cutting yourself free was almost impossible. The webs felt like they were getting stronger. Or perhaps just your knife was getting more sticky. You pulled yourself free and moved forward when suddenly you heard a sound. You ducked away, but you didn't realize that that was a very, very silly thing to do with all these webs around you. Before you even noticed it, your arms were pulled into webs, and as you struggled, you were pulled down even more. You tried to get your thoughts back in line, but it was difficult. You thought you heard something again passing by as you tried to get yourself out of there. But it only pulled you in tighter. The webs were incredibly strong. It seemed almost as if they were organically pulling you in. As if they shifted one over the other to make sure that you were trapped. You were trapped. Your fingers could barely move, and you realized that pulling your arms was getting more and more difficult. It was so tiring to fight everything. You could barely even wiggle your toes inside of those webs, and something seemed to move. Slowly, more and more web wrapped itself around your chest. It wasn't tight, but it was so sticky that if you tried to move, it prevented you. It felt almost comfortable, if it wasn't so strangely restricting. For a moment, you feel the handle of the knife at your fingertips, and you do your very, very best to grab it, a chance to escape again. Then it disappears, pulled away, Did you move the wrong way? Did the webs move by themselves, or did something else entirely different? Starting to cover you more and more with the webs, like a cocoon, warm, soft yet so strong, being held in place almost like flying or floating. But there is no escape. There is no escape from your predicament as your body is being pulled deeper, covered more. Slowly your hands are being manipulated down your arms next to your body. The process is agonizingly slow and yet never stopping. Smooth, slow. Everything around you just seems to be so strange. Your eyes are looking around but don't see anything else but the webs themselves. Little glistening drops of moisture trapped. Your movements sometimes seem to echo around the cave, like a string being touched. More and more web is being pulled around you, and finally around your head as well. Your hair is so stuck, your forehead. And then, as web is being pulled over your eyes, you realize that there is no way out. It doesn't feel bad at all. In any other situation, it would be almost comfortable. The web is so strong and yet so soft, it feels like you're floating weightless. The strength of your muscles has become completely irrelevant. Your nose. There's a sweet smell in the web that you hadn't noticed before. Perhaps you only notice it now because it is so close. Almost sugary, pleasantly sweet, it makes you so drowsy, dreamy. When your mouth gets covered, your mind has already gone to sleep. And part of you wonders what will happen to you as your mind goes deeper and deeper into a beautiful state of preservation, infinitely kept, traveling through time in the lair of the arachnid. You are trapped in a cocoon, powerless, helpless. The only thing left to take is your mind. So we will have to see how we do that. From this place, it is but a drop to a different dream. While your body is impossibly deeply asleep, your mind travels a path from long, long ago. The burning sands are scaldingly hot during the day and icy cold by night. Traveling is exhausting in this place, but necessary and important. You have a goal, a purpose, your last chance. Either the Sphinx would give you your answer, or you'd lose, perish here, or maybe worse. Either way, your troubled mind would finally find the rest that it had been seeking for years. There were no smells in the desert. The sun burned them away. No comfort and no place to hide. In the noon sun, you were completely exposed to the world. Every step took you closer to your goal. And at night, the icy cold, almost freezing, made you curl up to seek solace. Days melted into each other, days and nights becoming just a gray blur, moving step by step further, until you finally reached a valley, a place that was invisible from anywhere but here. Anyone flying over or walking even a little bit further would not notice. What guided you, you had no idea. There were no tracks. There was only the sand. Creatures skittered away from you long before you saw or even heard them. For you, it was an empty journey, alone. But your loneliness would soon end. As you stepped, almost tumbled down into this valley hidden between sand dunes, it seemed natural enough, but there was a shape there. Your weary eyes almost missed it. Until my voice welcomed you. Welcome, traveler. Welcome. Now I assume that you have a question for me. Ah, yes. However, before you are permitted to ask that question, you must answer me a riddle. Failing to answer means that I will take all that you are and leave you with nothing. You nod. Very well. Deep in a lake, yet easily dry, following features, who am I? You have 10 moments to answer that question, and if you do not have an answer, you are forfeit. 10. His presence towered over you as your mind attempted to race towards an answer. 9. His form powerful and overwhelming. Focus. 8. You needed to find an answer. You needed to get your mind back together. 7. It was already so tired, the journey was so long. 6. The simple countdown echoed through your mind, like tombstones falling down. 5. Every single one reminded you of the futility of finding an answer. 4. The more you tried, the more confused you became. There must be an answer, wasn't there? 3. You don't know. There must be. 2. Was it all for nothing? 1. Your time is up, mortal. You have traveled far and have dared to approach the Sphinx. You have attempted to listen and solve the riddle, but you have failed. Presence around you feels overwhelming. A deep stare of ancient eyes seems to fill your world. You no longer exist. All that you are, all that you would have become, gone. Just an empty and obedient servant. As I drain your mind more and more, allowing you, purely for my own entertainment, to feel the whole process as I take all your thoughts away one by one, leaving nothing but an empty husk in a completely trapped body. There are no thoughts, no movements. And you feel your mind fill with an ancient voice telling you what to do. The feeling itself is indescribable. A whirlpool of emotions slowly pulling you down into nothingness. The last part of your conscious mind is pulled, circling, spiraling, falling deeper and deeper, all the way to the center, to the final drop, into a different. A spray of water, salty and fresh, cool in your face, ropes around your body, tied to the bow of a ship, a sacrifice to please the gods so that the rest may have safe travels. Your clothes no more than tattered remains of their former selves. The ropes, capable of holding you there without cutting, thick and functional for ships. You can feel the rough wood behind you, worn by years of use. the sea around you, shimmering in the sun, is quiet. Behind you, the people on the ship appear equally quiet, almost as if holding their breath. Most of them are present on deck, waiting for something. Clouds. As the light appears to change, you look up and you notice clouds, dark, gray clouds pulling in. The sea is getting more and more disturbed, but not by wind, because there is none. There is no wind. The sails of the ship have gone completely slack, and the ship itself is slowing down. Something enormous must be moving down below. Something monstrous, an ancient, a myth. The clouds above you, as you glance up, appear to swirl around the ship, and you see waves that are not natural. Slowly you feel tentacles rising around you, exploring, feeling. They appear blind to the world as they creep along the ship, as they move just so close to you without touching, until finally the tip of a tentacle finds your ankle. The others rapidly close in. Yes. Oh yes, there it is. There is the sacrifice. There. All the tentacles that you noticed, and some that you did not, have found you. Wrapping around your body, exploring your shape, rubbing. The little suction cups on them sometimes even seem to grab, pulling away the tattered remains of your clothes. The ropes seem immaterial. You feel a strange pressure as they snap, one by one, without harming you. The tentacles grab you, they wrap themselves around your legs, your arms, your waist, your chest, everywhere. They explore you. They move. They move without stopping. They move over and over again. It's too much to keep track of. And they are starting to explore. As you are exposed to the world, to the touch of the tentacles, those little, wow. Those nagging suction cups are pulling on your skin here and there, sometimes soft, sometimes rougher, finding sensitive spots everywhere, thighs, neck, chest, everywhere. Everywhere where there's even a single nerve to be teased, they take you. They find you and rub you. They suck on the outside everywhere. It almost feels like they're mapping every single inch of your skin, moving around, squirming, sliding, slithering, sucking. And as soon as your body cannot help but respond, as soon as your mouth wants to moan with the undeniable sensation spreading through your whole skin, as you can feel the buildup of arousal being forced through you like the ocean breaks on the rocks, you feel yourself opening. You hear a loud creaking behind you. The ship, no more than a toy, with even bigger tentacles, thicker than a tree trunk, just ripping through the wood like nothing. You are pulled under shortly after. Something placed over your mouth and nose so you can breathe, though the air is acrid and at the same time kind of sweet and strange. The rest of your body, anywhere that extrudes is sucked, any entrance is filled and explored. Everywhere in your body that can be taken, that can be groped, moved, thrusted, sucked, teased, everything is done to you all at once, penetrating you deeply, wrapping around other parts. Your mind cannot even comprehend what is happening, as you are pulled deeper and deeper, further into the ocean. Your ears hear nothing but silence. The pressure around you increases as you go deeper into the impossible depths. You are taken completely deep. Movements thrust back and forth, penetrating and sucking at once. Not a single part of your body and mind is left untouched. And it's building. It's building as you're getting deeper. It's pushing, forcing you closer. Closer and closer, and yet, for some reason, somehow it knows how to prevent you from being pulled over the edge. You know that it is not the destination that matters, but the journey, being pulled so deep that you cannot stop anything anymore. Your mind and body helpless, your lust being pulled out of you at a speed that feels unnatural. The Kraken controlling your lust. Your body is wrapped in arousing tentacles, forcing pleasure upon you, moment after moment increasing as you are pulled deeper into the ocean. There is an edge that you're riding now that feels unlikely, and yet so good. It just pulls you deeper, forcing you harder, thrusting even more. It pushes you until your body can take no more. and then it pushes you even more. Suddenly you start to explode in pleasure as you come, as your body is forced to endure orgasm after orgasm. Everything that can possibly be wrung out of you is milked out of you. Your body is being drained of all its lust, orgasm after orgasm, coming after coming, until there is nothing left. You can feel the stretching in all your holes. You can feel the sucking everywhere, the rubbing, the squeezing. You have no idea where you are anymore. It all fades away into a blissful blank. Maybe you are at the bottom of the ocean, being held as a plaything of the Kraken, forced to endure pleasure day after day, until you give in, or until you give out, or maybe you are an empty husk blindly obeying the Sphinx, mechanically following his words, flowing from one state into the next, never quite remembering what happened, nor needing to question. Or maybe you're still just dreaming, intoxicated by the chemicals hidden deep within the webs in the lair of the arachnid. Or maybe everything was just a dream. A dream of legendary leviathans leading you into traps you never had a chance. They were simply toying with you for their entertainment, and any pleasure you gained from it was just a byproduct, a side effect. To those creatures, you are but a plaything. Which I'm sure you have enjoyed. Now allow this heaviness to pull you even deeper, and in a moment, when it is time to wake you again, the embrace that you will feel if you want will be warm and gentle, comforting and sweet. The heaviness in your body will feel relaxing, and perhaps a small stretch will help you realize that your body is free to move once again, that your mind is able to think once again, and that the memories of this are indelible and will surely inspire you to do great things. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six. 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Take a moment for yourself, stretch. Realize that you are awake, well, and safe.